Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Ryan Nico. Ryan is a boxing ring announcer and host of the Casually Hardcore podcast. The podcast is an introduction to fans wanting to know more about the sport of boxing. On the program, we discuss her love for boxing, also being a boxing ring announcer, how she prepares for boxing events. Also, we talk about the Casually Hardcore podcast, the importance of mental health, and more. Ryan is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah...
Woohoo!
...often thinks about the old boring Sarah...
Yes.
...and wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah...
Woohoo!
...often thinks about the old boring Sarah...
Yes!
...and wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Ryan Nico's official YouTube channel from Casually Hardcore. That's the podcast that she hosts, which is dedicated to boxing and anything related towards her ring announcing duties. And that audio was courtesy of her doing her ring announcing at the Motor City Casino in Detroit, Michigan. And to talk more about her being a boxing ring announcer, also the Casually Hardcore podcast and more, let's welcome her to the program, Ryan Nico. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Robinson. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
You know what? I can't complain. I won't complain. We've got listeners, but who listens to complaints?
There you go. My grandmother used to always say that. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So we're not going to waste any time, so let's just get right to it. I want to talk about your upbringing for a moment. What was your upbringing like, and where did you grow up?
So essentially, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. And my upbringing was, I would say, pretty wholesome. I'm blessed. You know, I had parents, both of them. All of my parents are alive. And when I say all, I mean I grew up with my stepmother, a stepfather, in a sense. So, you know, I had four parents. There was a village that raised me, my aunts, uncles, cousins. You know, it was just an upbringing with, I would say, love. So, you know, I'm not boasting or bragging, but I do understand that that's a blessing in life these days. So I went to Metro High School in St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know if people are familiar with that high school, but it was a pretty cool high school, magnet high school. And once I graduated from Metro, I went to Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. And that took me to, you know, different cities throughout my college career, doing internships in places like Chicago and New York. So, yeah, and then I ended up in Detroit as an adult, long story short.
All right, awesome. And certainly you had a solid upbringing, and, of course, with your education pursuits and those accomplishments, you definitely have your work cut out for you and certainly continue to do major things. And I want to just stay with St. Louis for a moment. St. Louis is one of those cool, not just Midwestern cities, but one of those cool American cities. In your opinion, what makes St. Louis unique from other American cities?
I mean, well, one, there's nothing like us, right? I mean, everybody has their own individual identity. St. Louis is a city that is included in that. But, I mean, there's, you know, we've got a mix. We're, as much as we are Midwest, you know, we're still below the Mason-Dixon. So we got that southern twang to us. We got that, like, southern hospitality. We're still kind of east as far as the city is concerned. So we're not the slowest. You know, we move at a faster pace. We've got great food. You know, we're right by the river. So we, you know, I just think we're like a small little central metropolis within the United States of America. So as much as everyone does have their own unique identity, as far as cities are concerned around the country, you know, there's, I'm just going to ride to St. Louis no matter what, because there's no place like home.
All right, absolutely. And let's transition now to boxing. How did you develop your love for boxing?
Very randomly. So essentially, it's 2020. We're all locked in the house during the pandemic. And coming out of 2020, I realized how much, I had gained weight. And I was in Detroit at the time. So, you know, I would give credit to Detroit as far as, you know, birthing my love for boxing. So I gained weight at the beginning of 2021. It's like March 2021, and I'm frustrated. I'm like, yo, you have got to shake these pounds. But I grew up, like when I was in St. Louis, I grew up playing basketball, coaching AAU. You know, like basketball was my first sport, my first love. And when I was in Detroit, you know, when you're not born and raised in a city, it's hard to get together 10 people to run full court. You know, when I was in St. Louis, you can call up coach, get the gym open, and we can run it. But in Detroit, you know, being from a city or being living in a city that you're not from, it's a little bit more difficult to do that. So it's just me in Detroit. So I'm like, well, what's a one-person sport? I mean, I could play tennis. Not really interested in tennis per se. But I know that boxing workout is legit. So I walk into a boxing gym. And see, the gym that I walked into was Super Bad Academy, and that gym isn't just like your regular title gym. That gym is like born and bred killers in there, like real boxers, top tier, top notch boxers. I didn't know, world champions, you know. So I really didn't, at the time, I really didn't understand that I was walking into like the pinnacle of gyms. So I started training in that gym, and that workout, I just fell in love with. I wanted to get better at the sport. So I wanted to watch it all the time. That it just kind of like, it was just an avalanche, you know. It just picked up momentum once I started training, hitting pads, learning the fundamentals, hitting the bag, started seeing results quick, you know. I just fell in love with it, and I wanted to get good. So I started trying to watch the fights, you know, and going in person to shows, traveling to see boxing, and I realized how expensive it could be to live that life. And so basically it was just my love for the sport, actual boxing, the science of boxing, and trying to understand the fundamentals of it and getting good at that, that has transpired into where I am now with boxing.
That's amazing. And, you know, as you said before, when the pandemic had happened and you needed to make some changes just in terms of getting your health back on track, and you developed boxing as just a result of people not getting enough people to participate in basketball or play pickup games and stuff. And then when you got into doing the boxing workouts, you really see that boxers, I mean, it's no joke. It's no walk in the park. Like you said, the financial commitment, it definitely takes a lot to become a boxer, as you said, develop a love for the sweet science. And I want to just segue now to ring announcing. And we're starting to see more women become boxing ring announcers. I wanted to know, how did you stumble upon becoming a boxing ring announcer?
Well, essentially, I was watching boxing a lot. I was buying the pay-per-view because that was more affordable than actually buying a flight and buying a ticket to go to the shows. So if I could easily, you know, luckily I could afford to watch a pay-per-view by myself, pay for, you know, Fury Wilder 3, you know, I could do that, spend that $80 and watch a fight by myself, and that's cool. But I forget what fight I was watching, particularly where it just clicked. But I know that I was watching Jimmy Lennon Jr. on television, and I do have a background in theater. I've done some, you know, professional stage plays. I've done a lot of voiceover work. And when I saw Jimmy Lennon on TV, I was like, whoa, like, he's great. Like, Jimmy Lennon Jr. is a ring announcer that he just has it's a very unique voice, right? Like, when you hear that voice, you know who that is. And as with a lot of announcers, you know, even play-by-play guys, I'm not, you know, but me being interested in boxing and seeing Jimmy Lennon Jr., something just clicked where it was like, maybe I can do that. You know, let's try that. Let's tell everybody in Detroit that I want to do that and see what happens. Because not only does the ring announcer help out with the show and really give boxers, you know, it's that last, like, battle cry before the boxers get to do their thing. They get a really good seat. So, you know, it's like, oh, well, Jimmy Lennon Jr. is probably getting paid to do this. So, you know, it's always, for me, like, I'm definitely a person that is always looking to, you know, add to my income, for one. Just, like, all around, just, I guess, you know, hustling. So if I can do something that I love, why not? So that's kind of how it was. It's just I was watching boxing, per usual. Jimmy Lennon Jr. comes on. Something clicks, and it's just like, well, maybe I can do that, because it's kind of like, you know, a stage. It's a stage. It's a performance. And having experience with performing, having experience with voiceover work, it just made sense to me to try.
Wow, you definitely mentioned one of the heavy hitters in the industry, Jimmy Lennon Jr., definitely one of the best in his craft. And, of course, you put Michael Buffer in the mix as well. And I want to just stay with what you do as a boxing ring announcer. Jimmy Lennon Jr. has his catchphrase of saying, "It's showtime." And Michael Buffer has, "Let's get ready to rumble." Do you have a catchphrase or something that you say to get the fans hyped up before you get into the introductions?
I don't yet. I'm working on it. I'm trying to find it, trying to feel it, but I don't have it yet.
Okay, I got you. And I also, to mention Jimmy Lennon Jr. and Michael Buffer, also Mark Chinook is pretty good, too, with Top Rank Boxing as well.
Oh, yeah, that's Top Rank guy. Yeah. Oh, he's wonderful. Mm-hmm. He has a background in Broadway. I'm a big fan. I really love his voice, and he's a great host, too. You know, I've talked to all the guys, actually. I have not had the privilege of talking to Michael Buffer, but I have talked to pretty much all the ring announcers that you could name, and everybody's been really welcoming, you know. Mark, he's definitely, like, a wonderful voice, and I love him. You know, he goes, "Oh, baby." Like, I love Mark. Like, I really do like him. He's got swag for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I love watching Top Rank Boxing. I love watching Mark. He's definitely one of the best in the business. He has a unique voice, as you said. And speaking of something that's being unique, preparing for boxing events, when you're getting ready to do your thing as a ring announcer, what's your preparation like coming into events? Do you talk to the fighters or do you talk to the trainers just in terms of pronunciations of the names or getting the height and weight? What's your preparation like coming into these events?
Essentially, my preparation is basically, you know, I do, first of all, I'm talking to the promoters or the person that's putting the show on to make sure I'm asking for what they want so they know that we're, you know, I'm just always looking to get on the same page. Communication is key for me, just in life in general. So I'm always talking to the people that are putting the shows on. First and foremost, I do like to study, you know, the mark. The Jimmy Lennon, the David Diamante, the Jeremiah Gallegos, you know, even like local people like Pete Trevino, Carol Rowe, those people, you know, you study them, you figure out how they're running the shows because they've been doing it a lot longer. And once you kind of get that down, you know, once you kind of see what everybody's flavor is, you know, that it helps to not mimic. So before a show, you know, I'll always look at the card. I like to go to Box Rec. You know, that's a gym for me because I get to see clearly who's on that card. If there is a boxer missing or something like that, then I'll talk to the promoters just to familiarize myself with the card, with the venue, with the city, familiarize myself with the venues, the even just like the hood, you know, like figuring out where I am. Because I do, as much as it's all about the boxers, you know, the fans and the audience, you want them to have a great time and feel included. So, you know, my preparation is just a lot. It's all encompassing. I'm trying to figure out what neighborhoods I'm in, you know, what venue I'm at. And then as far as the boxers are concerned, you know, I talk to them during the weigh-ins. If I'm doing a pro show, if it's an amateur show, that's a little bit more accessible as far as, you know, talking to them in the ring. So as long as it's just a little bit different maneuvering an amateur show versus a pro show. The amateur shows, you know, I can familiarize myself with the venue, the audience, get that intro down, and then review the bout sheet before. If I see I have any questions about somebody's name or pronunciation, I can mark that. And then sometimes, you know, I can ask them right in the ring before I announce it, "Hey, how do I say your name?" So, you know, that's a bit about the preparation and how I go about things.
That's amazing. People really don't understand just the preparation that takes to become a ring announcer. People may say, "Oh, well, you know, he or she, they're just announcing the fighters' names and where they're from," but what you've told me as well as the listeners, it's almost like there's a lot of preparation that goes into this, and it's not easy as people make it out to be. What are some of the misconceptions that you've heard about being a ring announcer, such as people may say it's too easy, or people say you're just not doing anything? What are some of the misconceptions that you've heard about your profession?
You know what? I'm gonna put it to you like this. I haven't really heard misconceptions. People are very respectful when they're talking to me about the craft, and really, it's more so you get feedback after you're finished, right? And so, what I hear is from feedback and from just like post show synopses or post show, breakdowns is, oh wow, you do. Like, you bring note cards, or, oh, wow, you're studying the bow sheet, or, oh, let me, it's almost like I assume that from the feedback that I get, people mostly see somebody coming in and just winging it, and I'm not a winger, I like it scripted. I mean, going off the cuff is all right, in life, but I really want to do a good job. I really take it seriously. I'm not doing this for it. As much as it is fun, I'm serious about the craft. I don't want to just, I'm doing this for work, So I think that a misconception would be that people just walk in off the street and say some names. And that's not, that's not how I roll at all.
You're rightfully so. And then that's, as I said before, and you mentioned about you can do it off the cuff, and you can do it just at the drop of a hat, but it's always important when you bring that professionalism and when things are in order and when things are in line, it makes you sound so much better, and it definitely gives standing to your craft as well, so that's very important. And you've got a podcast that you have called Casually Hardcore. Can you just tell the fans a little bit about that podcast and how it developed?
So essentially, Casually Hardcore with Ryan Nico is a channel on YouTube, and it is dedicated to my curiosity for the sport. So as much as I do like ring announcing, or I love ring announcing, that's my baby right there. I am curious, that's what's driving the interviews that you'll see on Casually Hardcore. Also, it is like, what I've noticed is, promoters have their guys. People have built relationships for a long time coming, and it's hard to get in as a ring announcer. You can't just come in and say, "Hey, Showtime, let me announce this fight." Let me do Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, and tell Jimmy to take a break. That's not how it goes. So my YouTube channel is dedicated to casual fans. I do want people who maybe haven't considered boxing, maybe haven't taken a deep dive in boxing. I do want them to, just appreciate the sport. I do want the hardcore fans to appreciate my love for the sport. So that's where that name comes from. But also, it is a way for me to establish a presence, because I can't just walk in and ring announce everywhere, So it's kind of like trifold. Like, it's just a way to showcase my genuine interest in the people that are involved in boxing, showcase my curiosity in the people that are involved in boxing, and to get people to, know a little bit about who I am in boxing. And also a way to, highlight anybody from amateurs, from people behind the scenes. Like, I'm curious about the sport, the business, the community, the industry, just all that as a whole. So that's what Casually Hardcore is all about.
Man, that's awesome. And it's amazing how people kind of know the basics of boxing, but like you said, you want to introduce those fans that either have little to no knowledge about it. That's awesome that you're doing that, and just informing the public just on the ins and outs of the sport, not just the boxers, but just the promoters and just everything that comes with it. So that's awesome what you're doing over with your YouTube channel with Casually Hardcore. And we talked earlier, and you mentioned about developing your love for the sport of boxing during the pandemic and mental health. We know that mental health took a toll, not just during that period of time, but even before and after. So we know that the business that you're in, it can take its toll from time to time. So I wanted to know, how do you keep your mental health in check?
I think my mental health is in check because of, you know, it has a lot to do with how I was raised. I don't feel like I experienced a whole lot of trauma growing up. So that helps, you know, that, and also has a lot to do with God. Like, I when I tell you I was brought up in love, I mean that. And so I think that that is an ingredient to making sure mental health is in check. So when you're brought up in love, you know how to give it also. I think that's how my mental health is in check right now, because I got a whole lot of people that love me. I got a whole lot of people that support me, and that's what I'm used to. So when things are off, you know, if somebody is being disrespectful, if somebody is, you know, just on some foul or you know, just on some BS, I can feel it and I flee from it because of how I was raised. So, you know, shout out to my parents, my grandparents, the village, because I think my mental health is in check because I was brought up in love. And then, you know, during the pandemic, you have to be real, you know, in tune with yourself. You got to be in tune with your feelings. You got to know how to be honest, you know, with self. You got to know how to, if you are feeling bad, I'm not saying everything is love and sunshine and light and greatness all the time, but when you're able to have discernment and tap in with the facts and the reality and be okay and brave enough to face that, I think that that's when you start, you know, practicing things that are healthy. I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Oh, you answered that beautifully, and I just wanted to just expound on what you said about the village. And there's a African proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child, and definitely the village was definitely involved in your life, and the village continues to be involved in your life as well, and just with your rearing and, of course, as you said, making sure your mental health is in check. And you heard it from her. She's boxing ring announcer Ryan Nico. She is has a cool YouTube channel and is the host of the Casually Hardcore podcast. So check her out. Ryan, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites that you have, and, of course, where they can find the Casually Hardcore podcast.
Sure. So, one, I want to say thank you so much for having me. You know, you made me feel special. Usually I'm the one interviewing people. So being interviewed is pretty cool. Thank you so much. And you all can find me at Ryan_Nico. That's RHYAN_NECO. That's on Instagram. Casually Hardcore. If you go to YouTube and type in Casually Hardcore, I think I'm the first one to come up, but that's Casually Hardcore with, you know, W/Ryan Nico. Check it out there. But, you know, don't check it out for me. Check it out for these boxers. Check it out for these people involved in this industry. I'm only 2 years in the game. And what I notice is people don't, I'm learning that people don't leave. And so I'm really excited to get my feet in and to just, you know, go up under it, go head deep, because it's just a beautiful industry. As much as it's a family, you know, it can be dysfunctional, it can be very functional. I'm here for it. So check it out for boxing in general, not just for me.
Absolutely. And again, I just wanted to tell you again, thank you so much for those kind words, and you're very welcome about that. And again, check her out. Check out Ryan Nico with her Casually Hardcore podcast on her YouTube channel and, of course, those websites and those social media platforms. Before we let you go, Ryan, do you have a message mm-hmm. to anyone wanting to achieve their dreams? People sometimes in life, regardless of age or race or male, female, whatever the case may be, they can hit obstacles and they can hit hurdles that come up in life from time to time. So the floor is yours. What message do you have for anyone wanting to achieve their dreams?
Wow. Great question. So boxing is teaching me a lot, right? Boxing, the reason that I love it so much is because it really is the closest sport, in my opinion, that mimics life. And it, because it's just you. It's only you. You are the only person that really, really exists. You know, you don't want to harm others. You don't want to, you want to do unto others as you want done unto you, done to you. So when you're pursuing your dreams, you got to know that it's you that creates that reality. It's you that's going to make it happen or not. And you just got to tap in with yourself. You tap in with yourself, you be honest with yourself, you learn yourself, and then you go for what you want relentlessly. And once you know and you've made it up in your mind that that's what you're going to do, that's it. It's science. It's only that's what's going to happen. And, you know, you just can't compare yourself to other. You cannot compare yourself to other people's success. There's a man. His name is Keith Jason. Keith Jason is a wonderful ring announcer, PA announcer in Detroit, and he taught me how to read a bout sheet. And he told me, and this is not his own original quote, but he's the one that put it on my radar of joy. So once you just focus on yourself and really, really be honest with what you want and what you need, it's a wrap from there. You got it.
Absolutely. I mean, those are some wise words right there. Comparison is the thief of joy. You bring your flavor to it. You can't go wrong, and certainly you bring your flavor to what you do as a boxing ring announcer. You heard it from her. She's Ryan Nico, host of the Casually Hardcore podcast, also a boxing ring announcer doing her thing in the boxing industry. Ryan, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your
thank
busy schedule to be with
so
us.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
You're welcome. Absolutely. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah.
Woo-hoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Ryan Nico, boxing ring announcer and the host of the Casually Hardcore podcast. Again, a big special thank you to Ryan for appearing on the program. Till next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.